at Rocket, we know buying a home is exciting and a bit overwhelming. Ready to buy a home but stressed about writing those big checks? Rocket can help you save. When you buy with Rocket Homes and finance with Rocket Mortgage, you can get up to $10,000 cash toward closing from Rocket Mortgage. It's a pretty big deal. And one you can get only with Rocket. Visit onlywithrocket.com to get started today.
For purchase transactions only, must log rate between 331 and 831. Call 8337-ROCKET for conditions and restrictions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And folks, I got to remind you, the newsletter, Lord's Willing, is due to go out tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. It's a good one. We have a lot of information you want to hang on to. And for your relatives and your neighbors that are clueless, that are la-la landers, have got no idea what's going on because they get their news from NBC, ABC, and CBS. These news articles are there, and you can take them and use them and check them out. This is why we're here. So we're going to take a look now at this, what is really taking place against President Trump there in Georgia. I mean, let's go ahead and play that clip. This is Steve Bannon, and he has Mike Davis with him. And boy, Mike doesn't pull any punches. He's a lawyer, but go ahead and pot it up.
Mike Davis, this fiasco, this is yesterday was, I think, emblematic of where this nation is. And you've got a phrase that I think people need to embrace, republic ending. Because the buffoonism we saw yesterday where they put the indictment out, they'd already indicted these people. They already signed it, a judge and a case number before they even brought the 10 in. And then they panicked. They had to get it all done, you know, yesterday because they panicked. They already signed the indictment. So Fani Willis didn't even come to the stage for her press conference to, I think, 11:30 at night Eastern Daylight Time. And then to top it all off, they put out the names of the grand jurors in another administrative error. Mike Davis, you've had a chance to go through this. Give me your professional assessment of this indictment, sir.
So I've gone back through it and read it again, and I would say what I said before, it is loud, it is long, and it is lawless. It is utter buffoonery by Fulton County DA Fani Willis, another Democrat hack prosecutor in this lawfare campaign to get President Trump that started a year ago with the Mar-a-Lago raid, Alvin Bragg's indictment for the non-crime of a businessman settling a nuisance claim, Jack Smith's indictment for the non-crime of a former president having his presidential records, which is allowed by the Presidential Records Act, Jack Smith's indictment of President Trump for the non-crime of a presidential candidate objecting to a presidential election, which is allowed by the Electoral Count Act of 1887 and the First Amendment. Now, Fani Willis, the Michael Avenatti of this all, brings the biggest buffoonery of them all with this indictment of President Trump, 18 of his lawyers and advisors, 41 felonies in Georgia for the non-crime of objecting to a presidential election and twisting arms politically. They're alleging a RICO conspiracy down in Georgia. That's the law that we used to take down the mob. Now Democrats are using RICO to take out a rival political party, including the leading presidential candidates. And they're using a nonsensical factual basis. The overt acts that Fani Willis is alleging for this RICO conspiracy to subvert democracy, apparently, is that she's alleging like meetings and tweets and just purely political protected speech, core political speech that she's alleging is part of a RICO conspiracy, the overt acts of a RICO conspiracy. It is such a joke of a legal theory, but the problem is that it is so damaging to America. It's so damaging to our republic, the Supreme Court will almost certainly, they're going to overturn this nonsense by Fannie Willis, but it may not happen before November 7th, 2024. And that's the problem. You have Jack Smith, who was brought in before ahead of the public integrity section at the Justice Department. He was brought in before 2016 to take out Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, a former Virginia governor who was a likely presidential or vice presidential candidate for Republicans. And Obama's, Eric Holder and Obama sent in Jack Smith as their Scud missile to take out Bob McDonnell. The Supreme Court later overturned his criminal conviction 8-0. It would have been 9-0, but Justice Scalia passed away. It is very hard to get over a criminal conviction overturned by the Supreme Court. It's nearly impossible for that to happen unanimously. But Jack Smith found the way. He didn't care because the mission was accomplished to take out a Republican presidential candidate. He got banished to The Hague, and he was some BS Hague prosecutor, judge, whatever the hell he was in The Hague. But Merrick Garland and Joe Biden brought back this buffoon to run the same play against Donald Trump. Right. They're trying to take him out legally because they fear they can't beat him on November 7th, 2024. And then they have these dumb prosecutors across the country. You have Alvin Bragg, George Soros funded Manhattan DA. You have Fannie Willis down in the hellhole of Atlanta. You have Tish James, the New York Attorney General, charging Trump for fraud, civil fraud, for the non-fraud of a businessman paying back sophisticated banks in full with interest. And that's somehow fraud. That's the problem, is they're running this law for, I think the American people are waking up to it, which is a good thing.
Mike Davis, realistically, unless they jam this, and you can always try to defend it with your lawyers, if they could, how can any of these things, particularly the J6 and this thing in Georgia, how can they possibly come up before the election? How could you actually get a RICO with 18 people to trial?
There's no way they would come up before the election if he's going to get a fair trial. But I seriously doubt President Trump is going to get a fair trial in New York City or Washington, D.C. or Atlanta, Georgia. These are three Democrat hellholes controlled by Democrat prosecutors, Democrat judges, and overwhelmingly Democrat juries. So there's no chance he's going to get a fair trial in any of these places. And step back and look at this indictment, what they're charging Trump for. This is going to have a very chilling effect on democracy. The Democrats pretend like they care about American democracy. You can't get more dangerous than telling people, if you dare to question elections in America, you face going to prison for many, many years. And unless these indictments, Jack Smith or Fannie Willis, are charging Trump for inciting a riot or telling Rudy Giuliani to put the real electors in his trunk and send in fake electors instead of alternate electors, I don't see how there's any chance whatsoever. There's not a snowball's chance in hell that these indictments, that these criminal convictions will be upheld by the Supreme Court of the United States because of two things. Number one, there's a thing called presidential immunity. When the president acts within his official powers, including the outer bounds of his official powers, his actions are protected by presidential immunity. And
all righty, we're going to go back to that in just a minute. But folks, the phones got to ring. If we don't get the pledges, we don't get the money, and we won't be here. Now, we told a lot of you folks on here a year ago on six different stations that if we didn't get more response, then we'd go off. And, well, we went off, and then as soon as we went off, we were getting phone calls after phone calls wanting to know if we could get back on. Well, we will go back on, Lord's willing, once we come, once we get caught up with where we're at. We got behind in the bills, and so, but instead of going back on those six stations, we may have to go off the station you're listening to us on if we don't hear from you. I mean, that's it. I mean, look, believe me, there's a lot of, I have a lot of other things I could be doing right now, especially at my age, folks, than doing this. I'm doing this because I love God and I love our country and I love our freedom. And I'm doing it for your freedom, too. But we got to hear from you. You got to help us out on this one. Okay, we want to say Beverly in Michigan pledges $250 and Michelle in Tennessee pledges $25. But we got to hear from you at 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We're going to go back to Steve Bannon here and Mike Davis. Be right back.
And alternatively, if he's acting within his personal capacity as a private citizen, his actions here, his words and conduct are protected by the First Amendment. He's not advocating for violence. If he were advocating for violence, the January 6th House Kangaroo Committee would have found evidence of violence. They found zero evidence after spending tens of millions of dollars over many years. They found zero evidence that President Trump incited a riot. And so that's why they're not charging Trump for inciting a riot, because there's zero evidence it exists. But what they want to do is use that imagery of the riot and get people, get to people's emotions on the riot, and then bring in these bogus novel legal theories that clown prosecutors like Jack Smith are used to doing and used to getting reversed unanimously by the Supreme Court.
To stop this fiasco, because it is a fiasco, where's the Attorney General of Georgia and where's the governor? Can't the Attorney General step in here and say, this is out of control and I'm going to take this over? I mean, I think they're going to try to shift to a federal court, but doesn't the Attorney General, who, by the way, the Attorney General and governor of Georgia are very never Trump, they're anti-Trump, and Kemp is looking to get a springboard. Remember, Kemp's next in line after Youngkin. You're going to have Youngkin, and then Kemp's next in line for the Stop Trump movement. But don't they have a constitutional responsibility to step in and shut this embarrassing fiasco down?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They certainly have a responsibility to look at egregious misconduct by a Democrat district attorney who's hell-bent on deciding the American election instead of letting the American people decide the next presidential election. You have grand jury leaks. You have a grand juror doing TV shows. You have the grand jury indictments showing up on a website before the grand jury has deliberated and voted. And then you have the DA's office and the clerk's office lying and saying that it was fictitious, when it was the exact same indictment that ended up being released to the public after the grand jury returned a true bill. I mean, this can't continue. The problem is that Republican politicians are weak, and they've allowed this to. The reason we are here today at this Republic-ending lawfare against President Trump with this fourth indictment is because Republican politicians across the country, particularly in the House of Representatives, have allowed this to happen. They have allowed that since the Mar-a-Lago raid a year ago, that unnecessary, unlawful, unprecedented home raid on a former president to get back presidential records he's allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act. Steve, there was deafening silence. It seems like it was you and me, the only ones out there for 3 or 4 months defending Trump, when all these Republicans, including the so-called conservative Republicans, were clutching their pearls and saying it's over, right? Republicans are weak and stupid, and Democrats know this, and that's why Democrats do what they do with this lawfare. They tried to do it with Kavanaugh, but they ran into a problem because I'm not weak and stupid, and I wasn't going to put up with their nonsense, right? And Republicans need to have the same attitude. Like, they have glass jaws. Take off your gloves, put on your brass knuckles, and break their glass jaws, politically and legally, not physically, of course. I don't want to, you know, end up in the gulag, but Republicans need to get tough. And it seems like the biggest wimps on the planet are the Southern Republican politicians, because they are so scared of their shadows. They're so scared to be called racist by Democrats that they're the easiest cowed of all Republicans. White Southern male Republicans are going to be the downfall of the Republican Party and the Republican, because they're such wimps.
Mike Davis delivering the heat. One Southern Republican actually stood up yesterday, Mike, and I realize it's right. Andy Ogles said he's putting forward a addendum to this appropriations bill that says no money for Jack Smith. Cut it all off and cut it all off now. Your thoughts?
Amen. This is what we've been saying to appropriation writers that will fix this lawfare immediately. No federal funds may be used to prosecute a major presidential candidate on or before November 5th, 2024, right? If you want to have election interference, you could do it. If you want to do this lawfare, you could do it after the election. You can't have this election interference. So that takes care of Jack Smith, right? And Rob Hur, who's not going to do a damn thing about Biden, but, you know, we want to be even-handed with this. And then a second appropriation writer, no federal funds, or actually any state or local jurisdiction that prosecutes a major presidential candidate on or before November 5th, 2024, loses all federal funds, right? So it's the kill switch. So if you want to, if you can't help your Trump derangement, if you can't tell George Soros to wait until after the November 5th, 2024 presidential election, if you're that stupid, then we're going to cut off all your funding in New York City, in Atlanta, and any other Democrat hellhole who thinks that Democrat prosecutors, Democrat judges, and Democrat jurors in these Democrat hellholes, instead of the American people, get to pick the next president.
Mike Davis, how did they get to you at Article 3?
It's you can donate at Article3Project.org.
All righty, we are back. Folks, if the lines aren't ringing, I'm looking. There's no lights lighting up. We got to see some lights lighting up here. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you if you're going to continue to hear from us. Okay, Joe. Why, Joe, is it so important? Why is it so important that it's Donald Trump that wins this election in 24. Why is it that it's got to be Donald Trump and not any other Republican that wins that election?
Well, several reasons. One, he is the legitimate president. The election was stolen. Two, he is the only one, I believe, who can stop this revolution and can, in a way, dismantle the deep state. I think he is... I think God put him there for such a time as this, the right personality, the right qualifications, and I think he's being used. I think without him, the country, the revolution will complete. And like they were just saying, a lot of people don't have the guts, and he does. Andy Schlafly, somebody I met years ago, son of the great Phyllis Schlafly, Andy's an attorney, and Andy says that Republicans should, the House Republicans should consider serving a subpoena on any judge or prosecutor who attempts to wrongly censure Trump when he campaigns. And he says Jim Jordan has this subpoena power as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, as do other Republican committee chairmen, and that they should make this their top priority. He said because the federal judges and prosecutors have taken an oath to abide by the U.S. Constitution, which includes several protections against muzzling Trump. The qualifications clause prohibits taking any new conditions on a candidate becoming president. The First Amendment protects their right to speak freely. And they were just saying that when Trump was in office, he was immune from anything, and he couldn't be charged for anything he did. And so, you know, they're just going to go after everybody. If Trump loses, they are going to go after and destroy anybody that's willing to stand up, and there won't be anybody else that can stand against him. That's what will happen. The country will fall.
Okay, so Trump has the guts to say, look, you know what, we're going to go... The FBI, the CIA, they've been weaponized against us Americans. They've turned on America. The DOJ has become so corrupt. And Trump has been out there saying, look, I win this. I'm going to go after him. We're going to clean it up. Now, he knows what happens. He's battled before. He went into that snake pit. While he was in office, what kind of a term did he have? What was the condition of America while Trump was in office?
It was great. I mean, everything was going better than it ever had. I mean, that was proof what he did was successful.
So give us some examples. What about the economy was good, right?
The economy was growing by leaps and bounds.
What about the gas prices? What were we paying for gas?
The prices were way down.
$1.82 a gallon.
Yep. I can't remember here, but there we go.
What about the price of food?
Low.
When Trump was in office, there's
like
a restaurant.
45% since he was in the office.
There's a restaurant that we frequented, and when Trump was in office, a good steak would cost you about $16. Right now, that same steak in that same restaurant is $40. Okay, I mean.
Well, look at the price of cars. Look at the price of anything right now. You want to go buy. I looked at a new heating and cooling system.
I got to jump in. Hold on. Marine in Illinois plays 100. Mary in San Diego plays 100. Rhonda in New York plays 25. Jean in Youngstown plays 300. Richard in Rocky River plays 30. Thank you.
All right. We're starting to roll.
Well, we only have 30 minutes left.
And if people don't believe it, look at anything, a new washer dryer, a new water heater, a new heating cooling system. What they are charging for these things is just incredible.
We have 30 minutes left. We have to raise $4,000. We're still $4,000 short. We got 30 minutes to raise it. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because we put our money where our mouth is. I'm going to pledge one more $1,000, Doers of the Word Church, one more $1,000. And I'm looking for a match. I can't do this every day of the week, folks. We just can't do it. And we have a lot of ministries that we support out there, a lot of them, good causes. And so anyhow, besides this radio program, we have, like the rest of you, we have a lot of ministries that we help, prison and jail. And we do a lot of food. We do a lot of food for hungry people. So... All right, I just pledged $1,000, so that puts us down to we need $3,000. I'd like to have somebody match that. We need, can I get three matches? Three matches for $1,000. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Out there. Think about it. Is this ministry a good investment, or have we ever, ever once failed you? 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We need to hear from you right now so we can continue to bring America back to one nation under God, the way our good Lord gave it to us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Joe, I wanted to tell you that the critical information, remember we talked about the Muskegon, the Michigan voter cover-up, here... That fraud in 2020 is being illegally withheld. Right now, all of the investigation, all of the information they have, the evidence, is being illegally withheld from public view. Now, investigating systems voter fraud in the 2020 election in Muskegon requires examining 12,000 likely fraudulent voter applications submitted by Biden campaign financial GBC strategies in October 2020. We saw them. The truck came in. They opened the back of the truck. They had all of these boxes, and they had Biden ballots. These are all fake, phony ballots right there. People were out there. They couldn't get inside the polls because they locked them. They put plywood over the windows, and they used the police in Detroit.
Yeah,
the cops to run the Republicans out. You talk about this is pure communism. It's a dictatorship.
And then they said there was no voter fraud whatsoever. Well, gee, what? Why would you need the police to chase all the Republicans out while they're vote counting? I mean, it was incredible. Anybody that believes that there wasn't fraud has either been living in a cave somewhere, hasn't seen sunshine since about 2010, or they're just in denial. we brought up something the other night I want to go back to. We talked about the story about planned predators, how they were supporting child marriage. And it's a new tactic out there. What they're doing is they're pushing the sexual rights of children. To make a long story short, they don't want to impede a child's ability to seek an abortion, a minor's ability to seek abortion. And so they're supporting this child marriage because, well, if you drop the age of consent, it drops the age of sex, more pregnancies, more abortions. And everything boils down to they want these protect the rights of young children to make serious decisions about their identity, their gender, and, of course, any baby they might be carrying before they should even have sex. So this is one of the most wicked, evil things going, but it's even worse because I've got another article, and this was in Live Action News. Live Action News has another headline. Survivor sex trafficker took all girls to planned predators. No one ever asked me anything anytime I went to a clinic. Yeah, according to three major studies, planned predators is the most common clinical setting to which sex traffickers bring their victims. Research published by the Beasley Institute for Health Law and Policy found that survivors of human trafficking have had significant contact with clinical treatment facilities, and most of the time it's planned predators. And the story goes on several pages and different people testifying, you know, going in, and the girls were told, no, I'm here for her, I'm helping her, and nobody asked where they related or anything else. Basically, they ignored all kinds of warnings. This one, one survivor had gotten pregnant six times while she was trafficked, had six abortions, and they never asked questions. She had so much scar tissue that from these abortions that she had bad infections, ended up in a hospital, had to have hysterectomy surgery, and finally that's kind of how they found out she was trafficked. Anyway, the story goes on with story after story after story. And where did they all go? Planned predators. A lot of these girls were taken six, seven, eight times for abortions. And now there's a story out by World News Daily. Demonic thing. Dark source driving new U.S. slave trade. And it's money. We know Tucker Carlson, James O'Keefe, Jason Whitlock have all been out talking about the sex trade. You know, it should be one of the biggest stories out there. But no, it isn't. And the actor Jim Caviezel, who was in that, portrayed the child rescuer, the real Tim Ballard in Sound of Freedom, he was talking along with Ballard. And what they see, there's a new group out there called the Pedophile Network, and they have their own doctrine. And the doctrine includes, get this, folks, sounds like an old story, separate children from parents because parents are a bad influence. Planned predators said this long ago. The left has said this long ago. Two, sexualize children. Let them see pornography. Make them, you know, want sex. Three, take God out of the classroom, out of education, because God just gets in the way. And if you do these things, then the kids are willing to consent to anything. And this group thinks, oh, let them even at 12 years old be able to vote. Because if they can vote, they can get married, they can have sex, they can go have abortions. And the pedophiles are trying once again, and you and I have been telling about this for 30 years, they keep trying to lower the age of consent because the evil in them wants to destroy the innocence in children. It's not just a sexual thing. They get off in the destruction of a child's innocence. This is evil incarnate. It is going on across America, and it happens because people don't understand how big a problem, how bad it is, and they haven't spoken up.
They're not paying attention, Joe. They're not, and we've been trying to warn them, and America keeps going down. We keep going down. People don't understand, and you know they're too busy. It's ignorance and apathy. Ignorance and apathy, Joe. And boy, I'm going to tell you, it's pure disobedience to God. It's nothing but disobedience to God. So. Joe in New York pledges 100. Thank you, Joe. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now is a perfect time to call. We'll be right back.
Welcome to God's world. Start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until that he was crucified.
All right, we're back. You know, Joe, the Lord says we have not because we ask not. And all through the Bible, we see, and including the apostles, how they prayed against, we see especially King David, but others, how they prayed against these wicked, unjust people, that they prayed that the Lord would bring them to repentance or remove them, that they would either repent or be removed. And this Bragg and this Fannie Willis, these people are Jack Smith. These are extremely wicked, ungodly people, unclean. According to God's word, the Bible, they're unclean people.
Yes.
And so would you right now just ask and lead the folks, and folks out there, join Pastor Joe in a prayer, asking the good Lord to bring these bloody people to repentance so they don't burn in hell forever. Because, see, God's word, the Bible, means what it says and says what it means. And we're telling you, we know we're living in a time where people don't really take the word of God seriously, but we do, because God does. Would you pray, Joe, that they either be brought to repentance or they're moved right away? These people, if their wickedness, that they would be removed right away.
Dear Heavenly Father, you've told us that we are to pray for our enemies, but you never intended us to pray for their success, or to pray that they will open their hearts and minds and see the truth and understand the evil that they are doing. And Lord, we have so many who have gone over to the dark side whose Lord is Satan, and they're blinded from the truth. And we would ask, Father God, that these people, that either you help them see the light, come to the senses, be brought to the truth and knowledge, or that they be removed one way or the other, taken out of power, taken out of office. You have said in your word that you want no one to be condemned to an eternity in hell, into the lake of fire. And so we would pray that these people would be awakened to the truth, awakened to see your truth, to see that the evil that they are inflicting upon the world, upon the children, upon the citizens of this great country, and that they would truly repent, that they would turn, and that they would help bring America back to that one nation under God. But, Lord, if they will not repent, if they will not see the light, see the truth, we beg that you would have them removed, that whatever method that you would choose to get them out of their positions and stop this takeover, this revolution, this communist revolution is taking place, Lord. There are so many wonderful believers out there, and I'm just asking that all that hear the sound of my voice join me in pleading with you to stop this communist takeover of America and help us bring this nation back to that nation under God, where it's all under you, your law, your your wonderful guidance and judgment. We ask this in that precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, Joe, we've only got about 15 minutes on the air, but we're going to be here for 25 minutes taking your calls. And those numbers, we got to hear from you, because we're about 2,700 short, about 2,700 short of what we need. So that number is 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Can I get someone to match my 1,000? I need a couple people to match my 1,000. Joe, one of the reasons they're going after Mark Meadows is Mark Meadows was there, and he watched Joe here. He saw that 300,000 ballots were dropped mysteriously, Joe, were dropped mysteriously into the rolls in the election, that 904 who voted, listen, 904 people, Joe, all voted, were registered at the one post office at box at the same address. How many times do you have now? Again, let's see,
that
Mark
must
Meadows.
Be one awful big building, huh?
Yeah. And now they found, they counted at least 5,000 dead people they verified voted, okay, amounting to racketeering activity. This is what's happening in this corrupt city of Atlanta, Georgia, and Georgia. And so in the total indictment list, 161 acts that were allegedly taken to advance this conspiracy. So what they're trying to do is turn all of this around and blame the Republicans for what they did. This is exactly what, remember what Karl Marx said, always do what? Always accuse.
Always do exactly what you're accusing the enemy of doing.
Right. And so this is what's happening. And do you know who's right in there in this conspiracy with them? It's NBC, ABC, CBS. No matter what lies, what corruption they have, those people will, they'll back them up. They're in cahoots with them, no matter how corrupt they are. They're simply propaganda arms of the Communist Party here in America. And so, anyhow, folks, 888-281-1110. We really got to hear from you tonight, or 888-677-9673. Nearly a fourth of all the states in the United States, Joe, now, according to Leo Holman and the Gateway Pundit, they are introducing the biometric digital IDs. And guess what, Joe? More than half are Republican red states. Can you believe that?
Our own party is really the biggest part of the problem. If all the Republicans were really Republicans and really conservatives, we could put a halt to things, but we have so many of the enemy within our own party, the rhinos we call them, that keeps us from being victorious.
All right, I just got a match. We got a match, and Jim in Chicago just matched to 1,000.
Oh, outstanding. Great.
All right, very good. So now we're, again, we thank you, Jim. Jim in Chicago matched to 1,000. We're still, let me see. Well, I thought we were before 28, but it looks like here we're still, we're still about 2,500 short. How could that be? Well, I maybe miscounted.
Your math, maybe.
Yeah.
While you're playing with your math, I do want to remind folks, though, that over many, many years, the bulk of our ability to pay our bills has been the smaller donations. There have been thousands of you send in small donations, $10, $20. And although, you know, when we do Pledge Week, a lot of times there are bigger donations, you know, $100, $500, even $1,000 or more, that we need all of those $10, $20 donations. And a lot of you, I think, don't want to call in and pledge $10 or $20, but send them in, because in the end, that's what really keeps the ministry alive. Without those donations, we wouldn't have been able to be on the air this many years this long. So keep in mind and just prayerfully consider, you know, donating and ask to get put on the newsletter list. I get that newsletter, and what I do is try and hand it out at church and give it to family and friends, and you can do the same thing. Most people nowadays have a copy machine or access to one, and I just take and make copies, and that saves a lot of cost of mailing. So I can take one mail out, one stamp, and give it out to maybe 20, 30, 40 people. And it saves the ministry a lot of money and helps bring you the knowledge you need to help fight this battle that's raging.
I guess I was just tired, Joe, that I was correct now with that 1,000, where it's 1,800. We're 1,800 short of our...
All right.
Okay, anyhow.
I thought maybe you said new math. One of the guys there in the back room were doing new math on you.
Nope. Elizabeth and PA just pledged 100.
That's what you believe, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Elizabeth and PA, so that just puts us down to about 27. We need about, 17. I'm tired. 1,700,
right.
Yeah. And we have got... we got 17 minutes. We will be here for 17 minutes, and we need $1,700. We need $100 per minute. If we could get 17 people to call in 100, or if we could get just two people to pledge 1,000, we could go home for the night.
All right.
Now, all right, 888-281-1110. Folks, we're waiting. Or 888-677-9673. Now, Blue Dog Coalition morphs into anti-fascist rural powerhouse, sending shockwaves through the party. See what you think of this, Joe. In a recent revelation, Representative Marie Glusenkamp Perez, a communist of Washington, alongside Reps Jared Golden, communist of Maine, and Mary, they say Democrat. They're listed as Democrats, but we know that they're communists. And Mary Peltola, Arkansas. Wait a minute. AK, is that Alaska or Arkansas? AK.
AK, I think it's Arkansas.
Arkansas. Announced their plans to transform the Blue Dog Coalition into an anti-fascist rural group. Now, remember, it used to be the Blue Dog Democrats. The Blue Dog Democrats were, they were...
conservatives.
That's what they referred to, yeah. Then you had the Yellow Dogs Democrats.
Right.
And then you had here, so the announcement was made during a postcarding and conversation event last month, as reported by Fox News. Jared Mary, and I actually took over for the Blue Dogs, Glusenkamp Perez stated. She further elaborated, they basically lost some of their membership before we came in, and we are sort of rebuilding it, Mary. Well, yeah, because they went all the way communist. I mean, they went all out communist, didn't they?
Right. They left the Democratic Party totally.
Yep.